Hello, this is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works. Recently, I had a chance to sit down and talk with the two stars of our upcoming production of Jones and Schmidt's I Do, I Do, Catherine Lord and Larry Adams. At first glance, I Do, I Do might seem like a small show. Two characters, one set. But from the perspective of these two actors, the show is about as big as they come. What do you say about that?
Well, I say you are absolutely correct. It is huge in the sense that we both have a lot of responsibility. There's Kathy, and there's myself, and Bing and Linda on the pianos, and that's pretty much it.
There's also lots of costumes, and when there's only two people, and you have a lot of costumes, you have to facilitate when those costume changes are happening. And for Larry's character, Michael, he does a lot of his changing right on stage, as if we're going to a party, and like you would be, because the whole thing takes place in the bedroom, the one set. And so he's changing as if he were changing in his bedroom.
I am wearing undergarments.
He is wearing undergarments.
Very good. You can never turn your mind off and go have 15 minutes in your dressing room during this performance. Does that kind of concentration add to how deeply you can get into these characters?
It keeps you tracked on what you're doing and who the character is and where you're going with the character. And of course, we span all this time, so you're constantly thinking about where we are in the lives of each person and their relationship.
Usually when you're doing other types of shows, you have considerable offstage time, and a lot of the backstory you're taking offstage, in a sense. Right, this is happening here now, so we're at this point as we go on set, whereas in the show, pretty much is happening, even though it's 50 years, and we can't do a show encompassing 50 years.
Right.
It would be a real long show.
Very long show.
But, you know, it gives you more of an idea of the progression of their lives.
Few other musicals that allow an actor to paint a character in such detail. I mean, obviously there's a lot of wonderful characters in musicals, but they tend to be drawn very quickly and maybe with not a lot of shade, maybe with not quite as much detail as these characters are. I mean, you really get to know these two people.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All their faults and good things.
And I think you watch them as they learn about each other and themselves. They wrote this before those reality TV shows were around, but it's sort of like, you know, there's a little camera on these people's bedroom and you just watch their lives unfold in this insular space. And yet, it appeals to so many people because they, oh my God, I had that conversation with my husband just the other day.
You did the show years ago, before you were married, before
right.
you had kids.
Right.
I imagine your relationship to the show has changed.
It's entirely different. I was so excited to get to do it again, now that I feel like I really have experienced many of the things that this character goes through, certainly getting married and having the children. I was 23 or something when I did the show before, and certainly when Agnes goes through her little midlife crisis, her empty nest syndrome, I really did not understand that. Fortunately, we had a director who was a little older and a woman who could explain it to me and make it something that I could then play. Larry and I both have teenagers now, so can understand that. It's entirely different, and it's fun to get to do it with Larry, who I've known for so many years, and we have a history and an experience with each other as friends, too, which is a lot of fun to get to do that with him.
The two of you had such great chemistry together in A Little Night Music. I mean, that sense of friendship, that sense of two people who were extremely comfortable with each other,
right.
Really shone through in that performance. And so I was very excited when I heard that you guys were going to be doing this show, because I think that's going to be just a really strong element in this production. We've talked a lot about the characters and a lot about the acting challenges. We haven't really talked about the music. I know, Larry, you've been a great Schmidt and Jones champion over the years. You've been Starbuck in our production of their 110 in the Shade. I know you love their music. What is it about Schmidt and Jones? What is the quality in their music?
Well, I think it's this sensual melancholy is the best way I can describe it. The ambiance of their shows waft over you in a way that gives you a great feeling. I don't know if it's a technical approach to their songwriting, but I like to think that it's just they have a real innate ability to create very warm, tender moments that are honest and true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the best of their work does have an apparent simplicity mm-hmm. to it, but it's simplicity that evokes very deep reactions from mm-hmm. the audience. I'm thinking of a song like Try to Remember, which, very simple, I mean, like the best work of Oscar Hammerstein, uses just short words to get to really big ideas. Paints these images which every audience member fills in the blanks around them, and it mm-hmm. becomes this very sort of almost interactive
right.
experience mm-hmm. because of the simplicity of it.
Well, and of course the song from this show that became very famous is My Cup Runneth Over, and it's very simple how you sing it. I mean, it's not a complicated tune
mm-hmm.
and it's just beautiful, and the chorus is My Cup Runneth Over with Love. And it's these two people just saying, sometimes I look at you and you're just there, and it's nothing extraordinary. Maybe you're not the most beautiful person in the world. Maybe you're not the, you know, whatever. But I look at you and I see these little things you do all the time, and I am just filled up and overflowing yeah. with love. They've actually changed the spot where the song is sung now. It was originally sung in the years when she was having babies. Well, they've moved it now to more their middle age years, and it's just perfect, just that much more poignant.
I do sounds like it's just going to be a wonderful experience. I cannot wait. Kathy Lord, Larry Adams, thank you so much for
Thanks.
Talking
You're
to
welcome.
Me today.
Thank you, Mike.
And we'll see I Do. Performances of I Do begin October 3rd and run through November 14th at Light Opera Works Second Stage. Thanks for listening.